Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Indescript
Sports Show.
Inconsistent show where we talk about strictly sports except for when we don't. And my name
like
is
once Scott every Lightstone. 2 months. I'm Michael.
AKA PP Man. And we're joined by Mr. Buckethead as well.
I'm also Michael.
Hi, other Michael.
We got a lot to talk about today.
A little out of practice.
Mainly because we are 8 days, a week and a day, also known as, or a little, about a quarter of a month away. That's not like a fun way to look at it.
No, really not. Because this week has gone by really quick. I don't know about you guys. I feel like this week's really?
No.
For me, it's gone by fast.
Well, it's not all about you, Michael.
Fuck you.
But in 8 days, we will be heading to the Big Easy, all of our virgin experiences in said Big Easy. We will be watching three college basketball games, three official ones, maybe a couple all-star games / practices or something, whatever else they let us into. We'll probably play one on the streets.
Yeah, I hope so.
I will do everything I can to not be teammates with you guys.
I've been working on my jumper. I've been working on it. PP Man has
been going to need to work on it a lot more.
PP Man has a wet jumper.
Ooh, that is not the way to describe that.
But we will be taking the Big Easy. We will be watching musical performances by Arcade Fire. For some reason, my brain wanted to call Imagine Dragons Amazon Fish Stick. That's like...
When you said Big Easy, I immediately thought the Little Large or the Little Hard. We're going to the Little Hard.
All right. You can go to a Little Hard. I'm going to go Big Easy. But Imagine Dragons, Arcade Fire, you know, basically the knockoff, like the people who got rejected from the Super Bowl this year, kind of, you know.
Or that, couldn't that book of, a, like, a music festival this summer.
Yeah, it's about like, you know, 10 years too late for the prime, but okay, we, you know, we still fuck with it. I don't even remember who that, Khalid.
Khalid, yeah.
And then, of course, the GOAT. Macklemore.
Well, there's Leroy too, who's Leroy. I mean, he's pretty popular.
Unless Miley Cyrus shows up. I
could care less about him. I've heard he's terrible live. Oh,
but then we got Funky Trumpet. What's his name?
I know who you're talking about. Funky Trumpet
and the boys.
I'll find it.
Funky Trombone.
Trombone Daddy.
It is Trombone Shorty.
Trombone Shorty. I was close with Trombone Daddy.
Group Love's going to be there. Don't forget about Group Love.
Oh, yeah. Group Love.
Yeah.
What's the Take song that they sing that's really... There you go.
I love you now. Yeah. So that one will be a banger. I don't know how much...
Other songs I know. Yeah, me neither.
But when they play that one, play it a couple times. Give Macklemore a quick breather and bring us back out. You know,
I'm telling you, we got to find a thrift shop in New Orleans and get you a big fur coat.
It will especially be great.
Especially if it's depending on the weather. But yeah, it's going to be toasty.
So, of course, basketball is going to be one of the focuses of that weekend. And we're going to get to our reset of the bracket at the end. But first, we're going to talk about the CONCACAF qualifying stage. We're recording this on Thursday in the hours leading up to the, I believe, the first game that the USA is playing in Mexico in probably about, a couple years.
Oh, yeah, dude, that place is going to be toxic as hell.
But yeah, I mean, the last time we played there was before we
COVID.
Kicked their ass this summer.
Yeah.
COVID, and we kicked their ass this summer.
Yep. It's going to be nuts. And we're without Weston McKinney. We're without Serginho. Who else? Is Sergino, I mean,
last time I checked, we have Christian Roldan, so.
Yeah, that's true. But I worry about.
Not that good.
I worry about McKinney in the midfield. Because whenever we have big games like this one. Oh my gosh, Mike. I worry about not having Weston in games like this. And Daddy P is going to get marked up like nobody's business. So
Daddy P's leg is going to get broken in half just as he's playing well for Chelsea. It's probably just written in the stars.
And it wouldn't surprise me. They're going to triple team him every time he gets close to the ball.
That's the thing, though. I think they're not going to do it because Greg's an idiot. But he should start Christian. Because
Greg is an idiot, yeah.
Christian is what he can bring, what Wes brings in terms of that emotional midfielder, energizer bunny type guy. Like I think he's like, you know, Wes is just all over the field, attacking, defense.
Yeah.
And he's always into challenges, all this stuff. Like, I know you guys don't know because you don't watch every Sounders game, but when you watch Sounders game, especially like the Portland games, the rivalry games, he is in it. He is in people's face. He brings it, and that's what's
like needed. That. Like, you need that, like, in a Mexico game.
Yeah, you need somebody to be fiery.
I've completely forgot about Giovanni Reyna. I think he's going to be – he probably won't start because he's just been injured, but he could be an X factor late in the game.
Definitely.
Him and Christian off the bench would be sick. Because we're 8 o'clock. It's 8 Mountain Time. It's a later game, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so now midfielders, if you're looking for a midfield three, right, if you can assume it's going to be a 4-3-3.
Yep.
You can probably assume that Tyler Adams and Musa are probably locks.
Don't mind that, yeah. I like that.
Hey. Normally it's, those two and Wes. Yeah.
Tyler has to have a big game. So if
you say it's, Tyler Adams probably starts.
Yep.
But then, you have Kellen Acosta, Busio, De La Torre, Musa, Roldan.
I think you start Roldan. Like,
what's your midfield three?
Acosta, Roldan. I mean, last time? Well, Acosta always is an X factor on free kicks and set pieces in general. He'd always – was it the last Mexico game where he threw in that perfect assist to Weston? Or was that another U.S. game?
Yeah.
I think Acosta's an X factor too.
Well, I think
Acosta,
I think it'll go
Roldan, Tyler.
I think Adams – so Tyler Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I think Busio starts with Musa.
Interesting. Okay.
As kind of Tyler as the six, and then Busio and Acosta, or yeah.
What's so funny about
and Musa?
Yeah, I got you. What's so funny about Greg is we're all going to say three different things, and we're probably all going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Scotty, what's your midfield?
It's the two you said plus Roldan.
Okay.
Like, the bottom line is like Roldan does not come off the bench. Mm-hmm. And so
who starts at strikers? I guess the question we can get to too.
Yeah. That's a big one.
That's a big one
there in a second. I think, but the thing is Christian Roldan's just not used to coming off the bench because he is that energizer bunny for the Sounders. Mm-hmm. And so I think he has only performed well as that energizer bunny. But if you look at his form this season, like the Sounders have been so in and out of injury, like, Nico, Raul, like they've got a lot of injuries going far, and the reason that they're keeping their head above water and going to be playing for the Champions League finals is because Roldan is like a guy, like he is going insane.
Yeah.
He picked up, he's playing actually berserk, and he beat the shit out of a Mexican team.
I like that.
Just 2 weeks ago. So, I really think he would be good to start. I think the other guys that are options, I think they are more kind of finite in the roles. Like you talk about Acosta with set pieces, and kind of what they can bring. And I think those guys are much better used to keep in the arsenal and figure out how the first 60, 70 minutes go, and then figure out, okay, like, what do we need here? Are we getting a lot of set pieces and not being able to cash in? Should we put Kellen Acosta in? Like, do we need to come from behind? Do we need a more defensive option? Like,
I have no idea what to expect from this game. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's
– but strikers, what are – Mike, what are our options? Who got pulled up?
Pulisic's going to be in the forward. We're going to be one.
We'll probably play on the left.
Hold up.
Yeah.
There was nine called up. Brendan Aronson's out through injury.
Yep. Saw that.
So that leaves eight. So it's Areola from Dallas. Yeah. Jesus Ferreira.
From Dallas.
Jordan JMO, P-Folk, Pappy, Pulisic, Reyna, and Tim Weah.
See, I
think Weah starts. Confident.
I'm not confident with anybody but Pulisic.
Yeah.
Like, and I say that like, see, this is me trying to be transparent with my bias. Like, obviously I'm biased towards Roldan, but on top of that, like, I really think he's the best option. For JMO, he
good off the bench. Been there,
and he also is so fast that he's great off the bench to kind of bring
Pepe starts, I'm going to riot.
Yeah,
Pepe starts, we lose 3-1.
2 months ago, Pepe would have been a great call, but
yeah, he just hasn't found it.
I think Pulisic on the left.
Yep.
I think Tim Weah on the right.
Yeah.
And I think he starts Jesus Ferreira because he scored a hat trick.
I agree. I was in his
last game before the break.
So I think you're right, Mike. I think you're spot on.
Wait, who'd you say is the other one? Ferreira?
Ferreira in the middle, way on the right. I think you're spot on.
So you're going with that one too?
I'm sticking with Mike, yeah.
The thing is I, you know, we talk about what you need for a Mexico game.
Who's injured on their side? / who's, sorry to interrupt, Scotty. I don't know who
who's their squad.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Sorry, let me see if I have it.
You can assume Hector Herrera is going to start.
Yeah, I fucking hate that dude. God damn it.
Ochoa will be the keeper.
Another guy I hate.
Chucky Lozano.
Yeah, probably. I thought he was injured. I could be wrong.
No. Raul Jimenez.
Yep.
Hector Herrera, you said that. Edson Alvarez.
That's the thing. You've already listed all the Mexico players I know.
Yeah, Hector Moreno.
Moreno, yeah, I forgot about him.
Julian Araujo, who plays for Galaxy.
Well, we never even talked about who starts in goal.
Yeah, we'll get we've already committed to doing the full.
It's got to be Zach. I mean,
let me go strike. Let me finish my forward. Okay,
give us your forwards, my guy.
Christian Pulisic. Okay. I think what I was saying, veteran, like, you want to have somebody who knows it better, and I feel like there's still guys that are young, and I think Areola. I don't know. He just, you know what you're going to get from Areola. And and he just puts in good work. He chips away. Like, I don't think he's a weapon off the bench, Areola. I would much rather see him gobble up 60 minutes and then, again, figure out what you need and put a sub in. But I do like Ferreira as the other one because he came off a hat trick in the last club game before.
Wait, if you are starting Paul, right, Areola?
Yeah.
Does he play off the left and then Pulisic is like a false nine?
Maybe.
Because he's more of a left-sided attacker than a striker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's not a striker. But, yeah, so I guess I'm saying you do that. That's more of a positional thing. And, you know, that's for Greg to figure out what he's done in the little warm-up here to prepare them for that. But if there's a way to start those two, like, I think obviously they're teammates, Areola and Ferreira, and they played a great game. Ferreira had a hat trick. Try and see if you can keep that going. And I think those three are the best in form right now.
Give me it real quick, Scotty. I went on a beer break.
I just said I don't know exactly how this positioning would work out, but Ferreira, Pulisic, and Areola, because Ferreira and Pulisic played together. They play club together, so they got that chemistry going. They had a great game before the break. Ferreira came off a hat trick, and I think Areola will give you you know, a little over a half a good play, and then figure out what you need, whether it's the speed of JMO.
It's so interesting how smart we all sound and like having reasons behind our picks, and then Greg will do something completely stupid.
Okay, let's give him a chance.
I will give him a chance. I will.
Okay. Are we going to talk about defense at all?
Nah.
Do we care? No offense to defense.
Sorry.
But as long as they don't fuck up, fine.
Who's your keeper?
That's the question.
So I watched Horvath play against Liverpool. I watched a little bit of FA Cup game.
Okay.
He started for Nottingham. He played really well. He's a good goalie.
Didn't Zach start for FA, for City in the FA? I mean, he probably didn't do a whole lot.
I think he did, yeah. But they dominated the game. I think he led in a goal, actually.
Interesting. Okay. I just still don't trust Greg in this situation. I would like Horvath, especially if – pick Zach. You think so?
Oh, yeah. He's going to pick Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is going to pick Zach, too. But I have the same reservations that you guys do.
Zach started that Gold Cup final.
Yeah.
And then he does not command his box.
No, not at all.
Like, he plays way shorter than he is.
Yeah, he really does.
Well, the reason he does that is that's all about, like, you can do all the drills you want. You can practice every day with the greatest players in the world, which he does, but you cannot fully – like, you lose touch of yourself when you're not playing once or twice a week. Like, it's in fair. A competitive game, like, figuring out the other team. Like, when you're practicing, you're going up against Kevin De Bruyne, but you know kind of what he's going to do. Like, that's a controlled environment for you. And to be thrown into the middle of one of the most hostile stadiums in the world against a really solid national team and a big rivalry, like, that goes from 0 to 100 when you're playing an FA Cup game. Like,
when you're not doing shit and you're playing on Man City.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. There is no keeper that is in the world right now that is shorter than Gianluigi Donnarumma at the moment.
That's true.
Which makes me laugh because he's like 6'9".
Yeah, so I mean, glad we don't have him. Is Nottingham's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's playing, you know, like Scott was saying, week in, week out.
Yeah.
So that.
And right, Sean Johnson is NYCFC's number one, too.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's a factor, really. He's not He's not the same caliber Matt Turner.
Because I was going to say, Matt Turner's out, right? Injured or something?
Yeah, Turner's out.
Yeah. My boy.
Consider him the number three.
Yep.
Zach, number one.
It's got to be. It's Zach starting, unfortunately.
If Matt Turner is healthy and playing with the Revs, like, I would want him as number one.
Yeah. And it sucks, too. That's why another reason why I at this point in the season, I think Arsenal are guaranteed Europe of some sort next year. I hope, in all the summer stuff that's going to happen, I see those eyebrows. With all the summer, hopefully, play that happens this summer and into the fall, I really hope Matt Turner gets some good playing time before the World Cup, because then he could put himself in the position for number one.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to get back there unless they loan him out.
I agree. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell.
I hate that. I think any other position you can do that, or any other position you can do that, because there's not one person.
I just don't trust Zach. And that's the thing, is I feel like we keep shitting on Zach Steffen, but, like, he could put in a great performance tonight.
Well, yeah, no, he could, 100%. But the problem is with
the goalkeeper,
you want
trust.
Stability.
You want that 100%. Like, he's the first name on the team sheet every single game.
With a striker, you can have a guy that skies it nine times out of 10, but pulls the rabbit out of his hat once, and you go, oh, that was fucking brilliant. Like, sign me up. You can start him every game, because that's the job. You want somebody
who's used to
just taking shots, just playing playing against good competition. And, you know, it's not
ready when they're needed.
Man City, but I mean, you know, these guys are playing in two of the top 15, like the MLS and the EFL championship. Like, they're the top 15. They're in the top 15.
Dude, and MLS is climbing every year.
Yeah, exactly. And NYCFC, like, the bottom line is you want somebody like
NYCFC has the smallest banner in the world, though.
I mean, he's played in all sorts of baseball stadiums, you know, fucking, he's probably played on a tennis court. They put him wherever. But but the bottom, yeah, the bottom line is, like, it's about winning as a keeper. Like, can you quarterback the team enough to lead them to wins? And, you know, Zach Steffen has some highlight saves and he has the body type. And
but we need a holy shit, Zach Steffen is the man performance.
Yeah, again. I mean, because ever since the Gold Cup, when it was Ethan Horvath, holy shit, he's the man.
Exactly.
Zach Steffen's falls back and we're going, okay, well, Matt Turner, like, he's...
Yeah, and Horvath and Turner have both given me, like, holy shit, this guy's the real deal moments. Zach Steffen, for as long as he's been around, has never given me that moment.
And we haven't seen that in club play either.
No.
Where it's like, we've seen that from Turner. He won a supporter shield. They broke records at New England last year. And yeah, so
both Turner and Horvath have proved they are the dudes when called upon, and Zach just hasn't. I mean, shit. Yeah. I hope he proves us wrong. That'd be tight.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Johnson's the one that falls off if anyone's healthy.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a fringe. Yeah, but I don't know why he keeps on getting a fucking call when Steph has never gotten a call. Yeah.
He's not good.
I mean, he's just as good as Sean Johnson. He's just as good as Sean Johnson. They're like,
whenever I hear Sean Johnson, I think of the fucking gymnast.
I know. Me too. She's a baller.
She's sick. Yeah, she's a baller.
But she's a lot shorter than this Sean Johnson.
Yeah, she's a lot
like shorter. Literally half the size of this Sean Johnson. all right. Should we get to the big, I mean,
you know,
we're all stressing about that US-Mexico game tonight, but
tourney time, baby.
I'm also stressing.
When's you guys play soon, right? Scotty, Zags are first game. They're like in 20 minutes.
They're in literally 1 minute, I think.
Oh,
or, I mean, the tip-off time is
okay. All right, let's get into it. So we have, I mean, if you haven't caught up on March Madness, I mean, we won't bore you with all the details of what's happened thus far. So I hope you've done your due diligence and have followed most of the tournament. But we're going to do our Sweet 16, make our picks. We've all written terrible, terrible brackets.
Your bracket actually looks pretty good.
It got really poor. If you look closely,
it looks like in like biology or chemistry class,
I was literally just thinking the same thing.
Like I kind of went with the traditional bracket. Like,
yeah. That's what I should have done.
You kind of, yeah. I mean,
I went aggressive.
Good for you.
All right, Scotty, as the resident Gonzaga fan, you want to start us off? I mean, I know what you're going to pick. I mean, you're
let's
Gonzaga.
Just start off at the top of the bracket. Top of the bracket. Zags.
Top down.
Who barely survived Memphis. The bottom line, and we'll talk about it more because I'll have plenty to say about him.
Yeah.
But you know, their post play is just so good.
Like, it's just nasty.
The thing that's going to get them is if a referee is calling a tight game, a soft game, that could get them because of foul trouble for Holmgren and Timmy.
Yeah.
If when both teams- those guys get into foul trouble, they could be in trouble. And the one time that really happened was against Duke when they played him in Vegas earlier this year. And they got outlasted by Duke, which we'll see if we get a rematch there. I'm sure at least one of you guys might have picked that. But I got the Zags to beat the Hogs.
And it's so interesting with Gonzaga, too. Every team, I think, has figured it out now, too. They try their best just to slow Gonzaga down as much as possible. And a lot of the time this tournament so far, it's worked in the first half.
Yeah.
It's the second half with the depth of with Timmy and Chet, and they just Mark Few figures it out at half, and they typically figure it out. And we're getting to crunch time. It's going to be interesting, but I agree. I'm going Gonzaga for this first matchup. Sorry, Razorbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go with the Zags too. They were the number one team in the country coming in for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that we're going 3-for-3 on that one.
I don't either.
That's why I can feel that good.
I literally just got the Bleacher Report notification. Sweet 16 starts now.
Yep. And I got it up right here and they're showing the starting lineups.
Love it.
Hogs.
All right, Mike. Next matchup. Texas Tech Duke.
I took Texas Tech.
Ooh. They've been playing really well. They've like blowed out teams.
Really well.
The best defense in the country.
Yeah.
Out of the one game I watched, they're just physical, they're strong, and they just Duke's mentally weak. So
I'm so torn. This is the one I'm like really torn about because I completely agree with everything you said, but I'm solely taking Duke because it's Krzyzewski's last year.
Well, they,
which is, I feel like a cop out, but yeah, they're not convincing.
Also, yeah, they haven't been convincing when it was his last home game. They weren't convincing in their tournament, you know. So,
but this is a game. If we're talking, what are you doing, Scott?
3-pointer for Gonzaga.
Oh, all right. We just started. If this is a game that the refs are going to fuck up in favor one team, it's going to be this game in favor Duke.
That's true.
Don't go there with me.
I'm not. I have to point it out because I think that's the game where they favor Duke. So I'm staying Duke, but not very much, maybe by 1 point. Scotty?
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have seen it, but I think for Mike Krzyzewski in general to announce his retirement before the year, I don't like that move at all by a head coach. I don't like everyone. It by anybody because it kind of makes it about them rather than about the team.
It's fair.
I don't have that much of a problem with Krzyzewski, but just in general, like, oh, everywhere we go, this is all about Krzyzewski. Like,
it takes away from the players. Fine line because I think of different sport, Buster Posey retiring at the end of the Giants season. It's double-edged sword because one end you're like, yeah, you don't want it to be all about them and they have this farewell tour. But on the other end, then it feels like the fans don't get justice if it's just out of the blue, hey, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Points on both sides, but I get you. Who you got?
I think there's a difference between like a player but and a coach.
And a coach. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Especially a coach like Krzyzewski. That's fair, Mike.
Like he should know better.
Guns up. I almost went to Texas Tech and
you did. I forgot about that.
And Pat Mahomes. Yeah, go Red Raiders. Okay. What do you got? We go to the Blue Blood matchup, despite one of them pulling off a big upset. UNC, UCLA, Mikey, what do you got?
Ooh, this is tough. I don't think anyone saw – I mean, I didn't have North Carolina going this far. An 18, I mean, we know they have the experience, but I certainly didn't see him going this far. I'm actually changing this. I have written down UNC, but after watching how, like, textbook – UCLA played St. Mary's and just kind of played them by the book. They exploited their weaknesses and UCLA have that Final Four experience from last year. I'm changing my mind. I'm going UCLA. I got to change it.
I want the more long-term experience and went with UNC.
Even if the players
haven't played in late rounds, like some of the UCLA players have obviously because of just how many years it's been, but yeah, as a culture, when you sign up to go play
the heritage,
North Carolina,
yeah,
you know what you're getting in for compared to UCLA isn't necessarily a basketball first school.
I'm also picking UNC actually. I thought I was gonna be the only one.
I switched it up. I'm glad I did.
Yeah, we almost said it.
Yeah,
but I think UCLA has been riding this tournament train, starting with their run to the Final Four from the first four.
You're right. You're 100%
right. I think it's got to run out. I just think it's got to run out eventually.
I'm kind of tired of Tiger Campbell, not going to lie. Good player, just kind of annoys me.
I'm tired of them showing Mick Cronin's dad like every 8 seconds. Like they always show him and he's just like, yeah.
Nothing exciting. The announcers kill me. Whenever Johnny Juzang, like they just like to say his name, which is fair because it's kind of a fun name.
Yeah.
But Scotty, what's happened in the Gonzaga game? You didn't look very happy.
We went up 5-0 and we just threw it. Stupid pick six. Pick two.
You're watching the wrong sport.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The Gonzaga football team, baby, undefeated.
All right. This is our lowest seed in the Sweet 16, Purdue St. Pete's, the Cox.
I don't got the Cox.
Sadly.
At the beginning, filling out my bracket, I picked Purdue to come out of this bracket and –
yeah,
spoiler alert, I'm going to stick with that.
They're scary.
Yeah, they got big size. They're going to win this matchup over St. Pete's. I think it's going to be fairly easy, too. I think the Peacocks.
Yeah, I think you're right. They've just – St. Pete's – I don't know if you guys have seen – like, I've seen videos on social media. Like, the St. Peter's, like, campus is just hilarious. Like, it's tiny as hell. Sorry, Peacocks. Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think St. Peter's would have had a better chance had this been a first or second round game because the time to, like, study them would have been a lot smaller. No one really watched St. Peter's when they were kind of mapping their own course.
Yeah.
So I think when they were putting in quick succession, and there wasn't time to really create full game plan or run through plays with, like, then they could kind of catch you off guard. But Purdue now had two
a long time to prepare. Yeah.
To look at, as well as all of their tournament stuff from their conference. Yeah. They are going to be smart enough to break
when it. When you're a low seed and you make it this far, you want to play as soon as possible because you're so hot. Yeah, everything you said, Mike, spot on. Sorry. Exactly. Sorry, Peacocks. All right, Mike, you're going to take this one in the Arizona bucket hat. Arizona-Houston.
Bear down, baby.
This is a fun game. Houston have been hot. This is a
really fun game. It was –
And you avoided a scare. You avoided a scare with Arizona.
But I was talking to my dad about it right after, and he was like, yeah, it was really close. I'm like, yeah, but they won, right? And now they have that kind of like that heartbeat moment where they're like, oh, shit, we still got to do this game thing and can't just coast.
So I think it'll be a good wake up. By that, you mean like where they should have lost because they should have got called for the foul there?
The pass is the pass. The pass is the pass.
But literally, like, that moment, I mean, it's one of those that the moment that TCU, if they would have ended up winning, like, that they had when that shot goes in, of like the guy who you know, hip checked him, he probably knew. He was like, oh shit, I might get called for a foul right now,
probably,
and then didn't hear that whistle, and obviously then went to 1,000 when he thought they won. But that was nuts.
That shit was crazy.
You know, it's that moment where every, like, all the blood just empties from your entire body because you're like, oh fuck, we just lost.
I think I
committed this foul, and then it goes, okay, everything's fine, we end up winning, all right. But it's like that resurrection feeling.
I think I'm with you, Mike. I think they got the scare out of their blood, which was big, and shit, it was a big scare too. But Houston are serious. I think Houston are up there, Scotty, with Purdue as like one of the best defensive teams in the country. I think it's going to be hella low scoring. But I think it might be another overtime game, but I think Arizona pulls it off.
Well, the thing that killed U of A was, I forget his name, Big Eddie on TCU, their center. He was just creating chaos. Like, well, he was at such a chaos factor and scored and rebounded. Like,
who's the Arizona center? He's a baller too.
Yeah.
But like, they out hustled us. And if Houston comes out and starts hustling and we start falling behind and can't hit our shots, you know, it could get ugly quick either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about Houston is they are not this blue blood, but they're getting close. I mean, you know, they don't have the consistent dominance that obviously Gonzaga's had, but this team that's always been on the outside, and like, they've through, like, for longer than Gonzaga, they've had basketball royalty play for them, but they just have never been, like, I don't know when the last time they were number one seed was, probably, you know, way back.
They're always kind of there. They're just kind of hanging.
Yeah. They're there. They're good every year. I want to give them a chance, but I agree that resurrection moment of, oh, fuck, we almost just lost. We survive. That's big for a team. That's what I think the Zags hopefully benefit from against Memphis, being down 10 at half, you know, and I think Zona got even closer to death there. So I think they ride it out.
That's the first game on Friday, correct? First game tomorrow?
No, that's the last game tonight, I think.
Ooh, nice.
It'll be a late night.
Nice. Michigan Nova, they tip off in 30 minutes or 15 minutes from when we're recording this. Mikey, who you got?
I'm going upset. I'm feeling Michigan. I don't know why. They've been solid all tournament. I feel like 11 seed is kind of low for them considering how they're playing. I mean, to be fair, Villanova shoot lights out from three. Who's their point guard that just carries? What's his name?
Nova.
Yeah.
Gillespie.
Yeah, thank you. He's an absolute savage. If they can shut down the shots from three, I think Michigan stand a chance. And I think they have a big – I can't remember the guy's name. They're good in the post and they're good in the paint.
Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his name is Adkinson, the big center.
Yeah. Big white fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Michigan –
Yeah, they had Mo Wagner a couple of years ago and now they have him.
I think Michigan stand a serious shot. 100%. So I'm going upset.
Stole my pick. I got an upset too.
Oh,
Well, I guess I took the boring safe route. I don't really have
All right, Mike. Another big one you support. Yeah. KU Providence.
You got mom's side, dad's side. It'll be fairly standard game for the Jayhawks, yeah. I think. It's not going to be a special game. I'll be quoted saying this in, you know, tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to be a special game. Jayhawks will just play their game. And
all right, I'm agreeing with you. This is another matchup I feel like I don't know a ton about. Providence haven't wowed me. I'm going KU.
Yeah, Jayhawks were my pick for.
We agreed on this one.
The draft.
We agreed on this one.
What?
You're changing?
No. They were my pick for the draft. KU, for the you know, our fantasy football draft. They fell all to me with the second to last pick, so I got to rob them from Mike. And you know, I'm going to continue to ride them. I think they're going to the next round, beating Providence, the Friars.
Scotty, last matchup, Iowa Miami.
The U.
I'm disagreeing with you two. I have no reason why, but.
U has Isaiah Wong. I love him. I think he's a good, he says all the right things. He's a good team leader. And that's the reason why they made it this far. Iowa State, they're consistently good. And they're one of those teams that barely made it into the tournament. But same with Miami, like both the squads barely made it in and they're still dancing. But I just think Miami just has a few more playmakers and a little bit better leadership and experience at the top.
Nice. Okay. Elite Eight.
So now we get into a point where we're a little bit mixed. So we're going to have to each go over what our matchup is.
Yeah.
I got Zags playing Texas Tech, and this is a rematch from earlier in the year, which doesn't make me feel too good because the Zags won that. I think they actually have a better chance against Duke, who they lost to earlier in the year, because, you know, it's that hard to beat a team twice in one season. And it's easier for the team that lost the first time to look back and say, what did we do wrong? But I still think the Zags will get it done because they did take care of business. They won by like 15 or something like that when they played Tech earlier.
Okay. I got Zags Duke, and I think they'll cruise past Duke. Scotty, what's our score if we're talking about the Zags?
12-8 Gonzaga.
12-8. Okay. Zags Duke, I'm going Gonzaga.
I took Zags Tech.
Yep.
Zags Tech, and I have Tech winning it for exactly what we got talked about.
Coming off the block. Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't a Gonzaga fan, I would put more onus on that, you know.
Okay.
But obviously, got just trying to speak it into existence. Wow, so you got the Red Raiders in the final.
Red Raiders.
And other half there, I got North Carolina Purdue.
Okay.
And I got Purdue. Just tough physical presence that they got.
Ditto, North Carolina Purdue, going with Purdue.
I've got UCLA Purdue, and I'm also going Purdue. Look at that.
So we don't all have the Zags, but we do all have the Boilermakers.
Yeah.
My grandpa, after he got out of the Navy, he was a Boilermaker. So
every person that's gone to Purdue, I've met a couple of them, are all like really cool people. I don't know why. And just the Boilermakers is just kind of badass.
And we love Yo-Yo.
And love Yo-Yo.
And we love Johannes. Shout out Johannes.
Next round, I got Arizona and Michigan. I originally picked Zona, but fuck it. Michigan.
See, I've got same pick as you, Scotty, but I'm disagreeing. I'm going Arizona.
Yeah, I figured you'd do that. I kind of just wanted to be different.
The only reason he picked that is because I picked Tech to beat Zags in this round.
That maybe subliminally, I didn't think about that. But I just, the main one, I didn't want to be similar. And also, you know, my girlfriend goes to the University of Michigan. So
that's fair.
I guess go blue. Ooh. But she didn't even realize when we went to Disney World, she wore her University of Michigan hat.
Yeah.
Just the regular M on it, you know? And like every 15 minutes, somebody was like, go blue to her. And she was like, do people actually care about this school? I was like, yeah, like it's a very like famous, like, yeah, people go ape shit for Michigan.
That's such a Grace thing to do. I feel like too.
Oh my. Yeah. And when we walked into the stadium with 110,000 people, she was like, wow, this is
people care.
Look at this. I was
hilarious.
110,000 people.
Oh, I got the Wildcats in Nova.
Wildcats in the air. Going through. Wave your hands up in the air.
And then I got Kansas, Miami, and I got Kansas coming out.
I got KU, Iowa, and I also have Kansas.
KU, Miami, KU.
Ooh. All right, fellas, Final Four. We're going to be there. We are watching these four teams play.
So by my prediction.
Just saying that just makes me tingle.
By my prediction, the two games we will be seeing.
Let's hear it.
Are Zags Purdue and.
That'd be fucking sick.
Michigan Rock Talk.
I got. Yeah, give me. You have reasons, or are you just?
It's that. Well, that's. Well, no. Those are the Final Four.
Yeah.
And those are very interesting matchups because Zags Purdue are like kind of two school. Like Zags obviously have basketball culture, but it is a smaller school. Same with Purdue. Like they have less basketball culture. They're good.
Yeah.
But they are also kind of the smaller school. So it'll be interesting to see what fan bases come out for that. If they just go crazy, like if Purdue makes it, like
I feel like a lot of fans show up for that.
Come out. Yeah. And then on the other side, it's Michigan and Kansas, which are two big schools, popular schools. People love them. They have good basketball culture. And yeah, for me, yeah, if Michigan makes it all the way, they're going to bring.
Oh, yeah, bring them out. Dude.
Especially after like, I kind of thought their season was dead after, you know, the post
Juwan Howard stuff
handshake incident. Yeah. It was funny. There was interesting. There was a JUCO game that I was just doing PA announcing for, and the coach on the losing team was calling a timeout for some reason with like 30 seconds left. But before he called it, he like walked across like the scorer's table, like right in front of where I was sitting, right to the other bench. It was like, hey coach. And this was right after the Juwan Howard thing. And he was like, hey, coach, just so you know, I'm going to call a timeout because, you know, of whatever. I couldn't hear that part.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's funny. It's funny that he's like, before I call this late timeout, and just so you're not going to be like, this guy and start fighting.
Yeah.
Like, just so you know, I'm calling timeout.
I like that. I respect that.
I don't think
that.
He directly referenced it, but he was like, just so.
Uh-oh. Did Scotty freeze on your end too, Mike? Uh-oh, he's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
Sorry.
It's typically my internet.
Yeah, yeah. But so I thought that was funny. I got the Zags and Kansas Jayhawk winning for the national championship game.
Mike, what you got?
So I got Texas Tech and Purdue on one side.
Yep.
And I got Tech winning that one.
Ooh.
And then I got the family rivalry, AAZ KU on the right. I'm going with the bucket hat today.
All right.
It'll probably change by the time we're there, but I'm going with the bucket hat. Arizona over KU.
So I got wait one sec.
Yeah.
The Heinies versus the who's your Holly. Mom's side?
Heine and Holly.
Heine the Heinies Holly. Versus the Hollies.
I love it. I got Zags Purdue with the Zags coming out on top. Man, if we see these games, holy shit, they're gonna be awesome.
If we, Mike, if what is your outfit gonna be for that game?
He's gonna be yellow. He's gonna be like a bird. He's gonna have like yellow.
Well, no, I'll just yellow blue. Wear red and blue without logos.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So wait, so you're gonna go without logos, or are you gonna go Arizona hat?
Yeah, you gotta support
Kansas shirt.
You gonna pull a team, or you're just going neutral?
I might have to go neutral.
Okay.
And
you have like yellow shoes.
What's your clapping routine? You want me to put a Gonzaga shirt on you? Because if I put a Gonzaga shirt on you, that's red and blue, but it's neither.
It's fair.
I'll only wear their shirt if they win the game before, if they're the first.
Okay.
Game.
That's fair. That's fair.
Are you going to?
I'm gonna
here's another question for you.
Game.
Mike, you are going to single-handedly divide your family.
Yes.
There,
I love it.
There's a this. I'll shorten the story as much as I can. But there's this old story that my grandpa used to say of going to this one guy's house for ghost stories.
Okay.
And so my grandpa was like, you know, a little kid in the 20s, basically 20s or 30s,
yeah,
in on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. And this guy that he went to, this old guy who was a scout for Custer in the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yeah.
And every time they would all go to his house, all the kids in the neighborhood would go to his house, basically. And he would tell a story about the Battle of the Little Bighorn. And at the end, the question would always be the same. How'd you survive it? How'd you survive? Like all of Custer's troops died and you're Custer's scout. How'd you survive? And he never answered the question, but the kids had a theory that he would rip off the cavalry uniform
and switch and sides.
Have his fucking buckskin underneath. And so I think that was a longer story to get to the point. Like, I think that's got to be the Mike strategy is like, throw on, like, you're picking Two Arizona shirts. Right now. Two so shirts. Go on with your Arizona shirt in. But if it gets messy and the Jayhawks take control, rip it off. And come out of
we'll see all three of us on CBS on Twitter later that night if you taking off your shirt.
Yeah, you're gonna be a meme if like the CBS camera catches you mid take off. And like it's just gonna be like Barstool is gonna be like, things are getting bad in New Orleans.
Oh my god, that would be great.
I mean, even if the CBS cameras don't take it, if that happens, I would take a video of you.
Oh my god, too funny!
If it gets in like a messy blowout territory, that would go viral really quick.
Too fucking
blowout. But you got Tech Zona.
Yeah, that's I got Tech Zona.
Okay, I have Zags Purdue. I think I said that Zags Purdue Arizona KU. So I have the family rivalry there, and I've got
Heine Holly.
I've got the Heine Holly, and I've got Zags Arizona in my final.
That would be like
nuts.
Zags in Arizona or Kansas would be an insane final game.
Awesome. Awesome final. Do we have a national champion?
AZ, fair down.
My national champion is only up by two right now, so I don't want to say it, but you know what I'm going with.
Yeah. The only reason I care about the Zags, well, two reasons. A, WCC team. We love the WCC.
Rep the coast, baby.
Second, I have them. They're my pick for fantasy. So I want them obviously to go.
The problem is I think this year is kind of like last year where the number one pick is not obvious for fantasy,
which is true. Yeah. So I don't
know. I almost don't need it. I would love it if KU made it and I got second and then you had to revel in the pain of like, oh shit, I got the number one pick. What the fuck do I do with it?
There's part of me that wants Zags in the final. Because last year was such a trip for you, Scotty. And the fact that we're going to be there this year and being able to watch you go through the emotions, regardless win or lose, would be hilarious.
If we would have been in attendance last year for that half court, that Jalen Suggs half court.
You might have had a drink. You might have actually had a sip of
alcohol. I might have had a drink before that. And I might have had a lot of drinks in the goddamn national championship game.
No, but
you would have seen seen parts of me that you would have never been able to get out of your mind after that.
Scott might need his own hurricane if Gonzaga loses another national championship.
I'll ask if they have a virgin
grenade.
A virgin hurricane.
That's just fruit juice.
That's just suspicious. It's just a lot of high fructose corn syrup, probably.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. What else we got to talk about? What else? Okay. What are the what are we most looking forward to in New Orleans? We have one thing that we're looking forward to the most.
Zags, Macklemore, hanging with the boys. If the Zags don't make it, then food gets on there.
Food. Okay. That's fair. Mike, what you got?
Food, boys, basketball. Does it get better than that?
It really doesn't. I've said it like 100 times. The thought of being at a national championship game with these two idiots, with the really expensive
counted in the foul. Sorry,
with a really expensive beer in my hand that says NCAA Final Four on it, you can't get any better than that. And just the thought of us walking down Bourbon Street and my short attention span being like, "Holy shit, let's go in here."
When having backpacks on us so Scott can leash us.
I'm looking forward to us playing some dumbass games in the fan fest, proving that I've got the wettest jumper out of all three of us.
Have I lost to any games against you guys in the fan fest? Like
Dave and Buster's?
It's like pretty offensive, but like I'm of the true belief that unless we're in a swimming competition, I should beat you guys in everything. Everything on dry land, like I should win. But I know there's going to be like something really stupid that you're going to beat me in, and I'm never going to hear the end of it.
I got you a baseball. I feel like anything baseball related, I might get you.
If there's a fastest pitch competition.
Ooh. Oh, man.
I throw my shoulder out.
I was like looking at pictures. I saw something that had pictures of FanFest Pass, and it was like everything. Like there was golf too. You might actually be meaning something golfy.
Scotty, I watched that video on the Final Four app.
Yeah.
That you were saying the other day.
And they had some of the FanFest stuff there, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. We're officially on countdown watch. Uh-oh. I hear my dog barking. That means that it's time for me to make some fucking pizza, baby.
It's time for me to eat some deep dish, boys.
All right. This episode will be posted tomorrow. And then our next episode you'll listen to. Oh, my God, Scotty. The next episode will be us post-New Orleans. That'll be a fun episode.
We're in New Orleans.
Shit, we can post something there. I'm not bringing the mic, but shit, we can post on our socials.
Yeah. It'll be something.
All right, fellas.
Zags up 5. Pray for me. This pizza is going to get eaten one way or the other. Just depends what mood I'm eating it in.
See you, folks.